Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Good morning. Oh, boy, it is a beautiful morning. We just had a little bit of rain come down here where I'm at, and, the rain and stopped, and you know, nice little drizzle coming down now. The clouds are beautiful, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful morning. And again, I'm so thankful to be alive and be able to do this show with you. This is Baba Jahi. Hey, it's Sunday morning, the gospel of working from home. Our topic this morning is freedom. And before I get started, I want to read a poem from my good friend and colleague who I went to college with and who's also out there. I know this morning he's getting ready to do what he does as far as pastoring his church. And it's a poem he wrote called The Strength to Face Today by Pastor Charles E. Garrison. The strength to face today. The dawning of a new day. A new day has come my way, full of joy or sorrow. I know I cannot stay, but whatever be the challenge, I know that if I pray, I have the power that I need and the strength to face today. No one knows what a day will bring. It may be sunshine or it could be rain. But whatever be the problem, whatever be the pain, if I sing and if I pray, my master will give me courage and the strength to face the day. So, my friend, you too, by grace, have a brand new day, filled with joy or sorrow and hope for a brighter day. If you start out singing and never cease to pray, Almighty God will give to you the strength to face the day. That's by Charles, Pastor Charles Garrison out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And that is a powerful piece there, the strength to face the day. Yes, we need to have strength every day to face the day. Well, today we want to talk about freedom. You know, freedom. You know, it's a word that a lot of people toss around and use. And people talk about freedom, you know, and one of my favorite movies is Roots, and then Roots the Gift, and there's a couple scenes in there where Kunta's trying to explain to Fiddler what freedom is. Fiddler's, you know, he says, you freedom this, you freedom that. He says, you know, all I know is people get killed. We're talking about freedom. And he says, what is this freedom thing that man risked his life for? And Kunta explains to say, hey, freedom keeps you alive. You know, freedom keeps you alive. So, you know, freedom, you know, the freedom to be able to dream. And as, you know, the poem said, you know, the strength to face the day, you know, to face what's coming your way, but dreaming about what you want to be able to accomplish. And so, you know, we want to dive into that this morning and look at how should we address this issue, this thing called freedom, you know, in our lives. And I'm going to start off with a piece by Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays. Some of you might not know, Dr. Mays was president of Morehouse College. And, you know, he's talking to a group of students one day. He said, what is man anyway, asked Dr. Benjamin Mays of a group of Morehouse students. He said, man is flesh and blood, body and mind, bones and muscles, arms and legs, heart and soul, lungs and liver, nerves and veins. All these and more make a man, but man is really what his dreams are. Man is what he aspires to be. He is the ideals that beckon on him. Man is the integrity that keeps him steadfast, honest, and true. If a young man tells me what he aspires to be, I can almost predict his future. An individual cannot aspire if he or she looks down, Dr. Mays continued. The Creator has not molded us with aspirations and longings for heights to which we cannot climb. Look upward. The unattained calls for us to climb new mountains. You cannot have too much of the emotion called ambition. For even though you do not obtain your ideal, the efforts you make will bring nothing but blessings. Life should be lived in earnest. It is no idle game, no farce to assume and be forgotten. Again, you know, Dr. Mays is talking about what? Dreams. See, dreams, freedom is very closely associated with dreams. What are your dreams, those of you out there that's listening this morning? You know, what are your dreams? Are your dreams, you know, to be able to live in a better house, you know, eat the kind of food you want, be able to see your children prosper. You know, what are your dreams? You know, your dreams, you know, obtaining more wealth so that you can get out of the rat race and not leave a life of mediocrity. What are your dreams? See, that's what's going to keep you alive. That's what freedom is about. That's what's going to keep you going. It's going to keep you moving. That's what's going to keep you focused. When you stop dreaming, you're dead. See, and the sad thing is, as we look around this country and we see so many people who have stopped dreaming, who have let situations and circumstances knock the breath out of them, the breath of life, and they just exist. They just exist. They're not accomplishing things that they want because they're just going through the muck and the mire. Why? Because they believe it's hopeless. Let's look at what another person has to say. This is Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass said the following. I once knew a colored boy, said Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, whose mother and father died when he was 6 years old. He was a slave and had no one to care for him. He slept on a dirt floor in a hall. In cold weather, he would crawl into a burlap sack, resting his feet next to an open pit fire. Many times, an ear of corn stood between him and starvation. The boy did not wear long pants, as you do, but a towel in his shirt. Schools were unknown to him, and he learned to spell from an old Webster's dictionary. He would then preach and speak, and soon develop the following. He became a presidential elector, United States Marshal, United States Recorder, a diplomat, and accumulated great wealth. He wore broad clothes and didn't have to divide crumbs with dollars under the table. Who was that boy? That child was me, Frederick Douglass said. He said, don't think, you know, because you come from poor circumstances that you cannot succeed. Strive earnestly to add to your knowledge. Don't be bitter. Get better. What was possible for me is possible for you, but you must have purpose. That's, you know, the great Frederick Douglass talking about purpose and talking about being able to, again, move forward with, you know, and he had to dream big. You know, he had to dream big. He had to run away from slavery. And it's interesting when you read his stories and Harriet Tubman's stories, the first time Frederick Douglass ran away from slavery, some people ratted him out, you know, and he vowed the next time he would go alone. The great Harriet Tubman, the first time she ran away from slavery, she took her brother. She was all excited. On part of the journey while they was in the woods, her brothers got scared. See, freedom scares some people. Some people would rather live in a living hell than strive to better themselves and go after and attain their goals because they're used to the hell, and so they just go through it. You know, Harriet Tubman's brothers got scared. So they overpowered her and they drug her back to the plantation. She vowed the next time she would go on her own. See, and she did. But she loved freedom so much that she risked her life for it over and over again, coming back to be able to share with people a precious gift, freedom. Freedom. She loved freedom so much, she had the following statement. She said she could have freed more people if they had known they were slaves. Let's apply it to the modern context today. Most people don't want to admit or don't understand that they are modern-day slaves. And we could free more people through this thing called home-based business if people realize that they are slaves. One of the things that is shared so often today, and it talks about what's taking place in this country called America, the vanishing middle class. They said that there's polarization going on. There's going to be a tremendous amount of new millionaires created in this country. And there's also going to be another shift, a tremendous amount of people being pushed down to poverty. Poverty. Soon, this country could very much, America could look like some third world countries. In third world countries, there is no middle class. There's the haves and the have-nots, the rich and the poor. The people who are poor in some of these third world countries, I mean the dirt poor, the poor poor, in order to eat, they better catch it. You got to either get going fishing to catch it, find some wild animal they can kill, they better be able to grow it. That's how they eat. They don't have the luxury we have going to markets, buying food, picking out what you want, going to a restaurant, you know, eating. We throw away more food. One of the things that used to really, really upset me in my younger days when I worked in fast food was all of the burgers and stuff we would throw away. I worked at a Roy Rogers. And, you know, at night we would throw away all the food, you know, the burgers, biscuits, and chicken, and empty the milkshake machine out every night, throw all of that away. You know, and I asked the manager one time, I said, why can't we just box this stuff up and drop it off at one of the homeless shelters in town at night? He said, no, because if they get sick, they could sue us. I said, well, you know, why don't we give it as a benevolent gift then or something so that there's no way that they could sue us? He said, no, we can't do it. We got to throw it away. And I used to say, this is a wasteful society. You know, very, very wasteful. Here you got people starving and you got food being thrown away every day. But my point is this, is that if this country shifts and moves towards just a two-class system, what is going to be your solution to help you with not being just a person in the poverty class? And one of the solutions that is given is for people to start their own business on the side. And one of the best ways to start a business is a home-based business, because there's tremendous tax advantages. Also, you can operate out of your home. And then today, with the power of the Internet, just like this radio program is being broadcast to you over the Internet, the power of the Internet allows you to be able to step into this entrepreneurial world in a bigger fashion than people could do years ago. But America's drifting towards two classes, and you best decide which one you're going to be in. See, if you do nothing, that's a decision to be poor. Hear what I said? If you do nothing, that's a decision. I know so many people, family members and friends, I warn them, I keep giving them the warning. It's almost like Noah in the ark, you know. I'm giving them the warning. I mean, even we even played on this show a piece that Mark Yarnell did called 15 Years Left. And, you know, he talks about the middle class experiment coming to an end in America. The handwriting's on the wall. Utah just the other day decided to start dealing in gold coins. See, right now the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency for the world, but it's changing faster. Countries are meeting, and they didn't include the U.S., and they're trading, and they're dealing with gold and silver because they know the U.S. dollar is worthless. It's worthless. This country is headed towards a deep crash. I mean, a crash like people have never seen before. And, you know, those that's wealthy now, they'll be able to ride the storm. You got to come up with a way for you to obtain wealth. And again, home-based business is one of the greatest ways to do that. And it starts with a dream. See, you got, and you know, stop being put in a situation where you don't dream anymore. Let's look at another quote right here. This is from the great El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz. Some of you know him as Malcolm X. Malcolm said, each of us should make the most of our lives. We should give life our best. Let us use our lives more wisely to chase our dreams, find our true purpose, and be as happy and successful as possible. See, Malcolm was a leader. You know, I mean, you know, we don't, you know, a lot of people think was that Malcolm hated white people. You know, that's what the media, you know, the media blows things out of proportion. Where this man said, each of us should make the most of our lives. He didn't say black or white. He said, each of us. We should give life our best. Let us use our lives more wisely to chase our dreams, find our true purpose, and be happy and successful as possible. So, what is your dream? What is your dream out there? What are you dreaming? Or, you know, your dreams, nightmares. You know, are you dreaming or are you having nightmares? You know, it's very, very easy to continue to dream and focus on your dream, you know, and be disciplined in what you do so that you can accomplish your dreams. And it's so, so important to be able to be disciplined. One of my teachers always told me, without no discipline, there can be no development. And there's two choices you're going to have to deal with. That is the pain of discipline or the pain of neglect. And what I mean, the pain of discipline or the pain of neglect? If you don't do what you're supposed to do, then you're going to have that pain of, if I only had did such and such so that I could put myself in a more prosperous situation, then I wouldn't be in this poor situation. It might take you 3 years, 4 years, or 5 years to be able to get where you want to be able to get. But you've got to be focusing on, and what I'm about to say, it's going to blow some people's minds. You got to be focusing on billionaire status, not millionaire status. You got people that are millionaires who are saying they're broke. It used to be you could get to millionaire status and you'd be set. Well, you know, look at what's put out there. You know, look at the movies that's grossing $1 billion. Avatar, grossed over $1 billion. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, over $1 billion. Look at the subtle messages that are being put out, you know, becoming a billionaire. Even if for those of you that don't like this man I'm about to talk about briefly, you know, he talked about, you know, he needed to become a billionaire. I mean, Don King, he talked about that years ago. You know, there's something that people that understand wealth and power have been studying. And, you know, it's just like we hear this thing about the millionaire next door. You know, hey, yeah, the millionaire next door. You know, you might be living next to a millionaire, but because of the power of the Internet, you don't even know they exist. And that's the power of home-based business. And, again, we got a business that allows you to be able to. I want to share with you some things that you also need to make sure that you become aware of, because you got to seek out dream builders and avoid dream destroyers. You got to seek out dream builders and avoid dream destroyers, because there's people that's going to tell you what you can and cannot do. It's going to try to steal your dream every time. The first dream destroyer you're going to hear, when you decide you want to do something different and you want to build yourself a bit, people will tell you, you don't have enough education to do that. A lot of talented people are held back by folks who keep preaching, get more formal education. It's significant. I think that many successful journalists and writers did not study writing in a formal sense, nor did any successful artist study painting, nor did any successful actor study acting in college. Think twice before accepting the advice, go back to school and study some more. I see people all the time say, well, I'm going back to school, study this, and I'm going back to school and I'm going to study this. I had a friend of mine told me a long time ago, and that's how I got into business. They said, hey, just go out there and try. So you're going to learn more by trying than you will by studying. And then not to say that you don't need any kind of a formal understanding of what you're doing, he said, but you can get that as you're doing it. You know, do it, you know, study as you build it. See, or as we say in the business that we in, earn while you learn. Hear that? Earn while you learn. Some people, they put off because they want to learn this part, and then they want to learn it. They do nothing now but just keep reading and reading and reading and reading and reading and going to class, going to this seminar, going to that seminar. When are you going to implement what you've been reading? At some point, it comes down to implementation. It just can't be all theory. It's got to be theory and practice. So it's very, very important to don't let that dream stealer or the person who tells you that you need more formal education. People want to tell you you don't have enough capital to start your own business. Hey, well, again, in network marketing, you usually can get involved in a business for less than $500. And they provide most companies provide tremendous support, training, and everything else. hey, and we got an even better deal for you in Zamzoo. We give you business for free. You heard what I said, for free. See, free don't hurt nobody. We give it to you for free. You still got to go to work, though. But we give you a business for free because the heart of our founder, retired pastor J. Lloyd Tolman, is laid on his heart. Website we used to sell for $500, he decided to give it away for free. In order to get one, you have to get one from a broker. A broker pays for a broker's license to be able to give away as many of those websites as they want. But the business, the free agent model that we have, that's free. It doesn't cost you nothing. Also, you can be a rep in our company and build yourself a team, and it doesn't cost anything to be a rep, a marketing rep. So we've taken the I don't have enough capital to start my own business. We destroyed that whole piece right there because it doesn't cost you nothing to get involved with business with us. All it costs you is your heart, soul, and your gut. No cash outlay. You hear what I said, people? No cash outlay to get started with us in business. Okay, let's go to dream story number three. People are telling you, you're a dreamer. You got to be realistic in this world. Well, this world is based on dreams. Everything we see, somebody dreamed of it, and then they want about making it happen. The house you're living in was somebody else's architectural dream. And they designed it. And unless you designed your own house, you bought it. Ain't that powerful? See? But, you know, people will tell you, you're a dreamer. You got to be realistic. You darn right I'm a dreamer. As far as reality, I come to change it. I don't come to accept it. I want it to be the way I want it to be. So you dream of how you want it to be, and then you go and you work to make it happen. That's right. I said you go and you work to make it happen. And this is another one that always trips me out. People will tell you, oh, you ain't, it's overcrowded. There's too much competition. I hear this all the time from people who, when I share my business with them, oh, there's a whole lot of people in Zamzoo. It's overcrowded. You just don't know. So you just don't know. We ain't tapped the tip of the iceberg yet. So it's not overcrowded. See, but people will tell you to feel it's overcrowded, tell you about being realistic. And then here's dream number five. Tell you, you don't have the time. You don't have the time. You know, tell you, you know, where you going to find time to do that? Well, let me tell you where you're going to find time to do that. One of the things that, you know, you heard us talk about before on here, the 30-day mental challenge and the 30-day mental fast. Get away from that. I don't mean to offend anybody, but get away from that idiot box. What is idiot box? Limit your television viewing time. You know, tell our vision. One of the people who worked in our summer camp used to tell the children, what it's called? Tell lie vision. Tell what? Tell a lie and mess up people's vision. Most of the stuff we see on TV, except as you're watching the Discovery Channel or something like that, it's a bunch of junk to keep you wrapped up in other people's lives. Hey, with the power of the Internet, don't get caught up into, not to say you don't need to know what's going on in the world. Don't get caught up into spending a whole bunch of time going through the daily newspaper. You can go on the Internet. You can go online and get your news. But I do. I go online and get my news. I have set day that I go online for about 3 hours and surface and different newspapers to keep abreast of what's going on in the world. So you can find time by, one, cutting out that television. Cut back on your sleep time. Usually people that sleep a lot or oversleep because they're bored. They're not excited. They don't have nothing going on. See, it's hard for me to sleep at times because I'm always working on an idea. And it helps me come up with more ways to use my time. Remember, all of us have exactly 1,440 minutes every 24 hours. Each of us decides whether to use our time productively or waste it, so you can find the time to build yourself a business. Another dream destroyer is the people will tell you, and I'm going to close out with this one, the economy is bad. That's what people are saying right now. We know the economy is bad. You know, it's hard to build a business. Well, you know, like I told you, you can build one with us for free. Or, you know, even with some of the other ones, there's minimal cost. When the economy is down like this, this is a great time to build because you can change things in this world. All right. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here with the Gospel of Working from Home this Sunday morning, and rain came back down again. I hope it didn't make too much noise in the background because I'm sitting out here enjoying the beauty of nature as I do this program this morning. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank the 34,000 listeners who have listened to a show here on Home Based Business 101. Continue to join us. Continue to listen to our programs. We thank you so much. May you have a beautiful, blessed day. And remember that you got to continue to dream. And if you want to be able to find out more about what we have to offer, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. Well, it's on the landing page. You can go there and find out more about our nonprofit and the work that we're doing to teach entrepreneurship to a generation that's not going to be able to find a job anyway. So with that said, God bless you. And until next time, may the force be with you. May God be with you. And may you have peace in your life. Amen.